All right, Shane McElrath, a good night for you tonight in a Triple Crown. Nice little rebound after a few poo-poo weeks. My question for you, though, like, did you learn how to get lapped? Because you were saying that this was a problem for you, which I get because you haven't been lapped a lot.
Honestly, I rode tonight to not get lapped. And first two mains, like, I did that. Like, it's like, all right, good. I went backwards the first couple laps in the first one. Like, my start wasn't good. I actually made some good passes the first, like, probably lap and a half. And, like, we made a pretty big change before the night show, and it was a good change, but it was like, dude, I was going through the jumps now to where I was screwing up all the rhythms. Like, I'd come up super short and then have to double, and, like, six guys passed me back. So I had a lot of work to do to get back to 15th in the first one. The second one, I had a better start. And, honestly, it felt like half the effort riding up there kind of in some clean air and, like, not worrying about, like, who's right on me. And
you're like, hey, look at this.
Yeah. So, I mean, tonight it was like, dude, I wasn't even thinking about getting lapped. And the last one, I had a pretty big mistake and, like, got caught up in some tough blocks. And, dude, I was, like, gas at that point. And so I could have – I didn't get the white flag, but Eli kind of called up to me, and I'm like, I got through the whoops, like, super good, and I still had a big gap, but I didn't know where they were. And then – so he went by me, and then he got the checkered flag. So I could have not got lapped tonight, and I was like, okay, well, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that. You made that comment on a video or social, and I was like, yeah, I guess probably, like, for him, it's like a new thing for you. Like, some of these guys are pros at, like, snaking guys when the blue flag comes out and stuff, right? So
that, dude, that's what's hard is, like, I've had to learn how to do that because being on the other side, it's like, dude, like – hoping that the guys yield, but then it's like, for me, it's especially with Webb last year at Daytona, it's like I felt like I was trying to get out of the way, and it was almost like it wasn't enough. And so I'm like, okay, where is that line a little bit? And mentally, it's like I worry about getting in the way for somebody else. And so that's what it's been a big transition for me. Well, one, I need to ride better, and I've been working on that. And like, honestly, this week was my best week. Today's kind of been my best overall race day. And, like, I shouldn't get lapped. But just where, like, I'm not pumped on it, but it's like that's been a big issue lately. And so bottom line is I gotta go faster. But it's like kind of taking those steps. And then it's like in those scenarios when you are getting lapped, it's like, well, shoot, what do I do? And guys are, like, latched right on. It's like I can't start racing the lead guy.
Some guys don't care. Some guys don't care.
And it's like, dude, come on. Like, I'm trying to be courteous, but then somebody goes right up the inside, and it's like, okay, come on, dude. Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, good job tonight. Thanks, man.
Thanks.